Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, I am John Holmes, and this is a The One Show mini-sode. That's right, I use the word mini-sode. Get over it. Special. Ed Balls was on The One Show last week. We talked about it on the main edition of this podcast. But what we wanted to do was hear from the great Balls man himself about his experiences of sitting alone, isolated on a green puff, failing to get the answers right in a quiz, and what it's really like backstage at The One Show. The presenters were Alex Jones and Patrick Kilty, and Al Murray popped up as a guest on a screen. So sit back and enjoy some proper ball talk.
I've been on The One Show lots of times where you sit so closely together and you put your arm on the sofa and it's actually quite intimate. And suddenly we were miles apart. My nephew called Danny sent me a text message. He's 9 years old to say, why didn't you get a table? Because the other two had their own tables. And I was just in the middle. I was like, I felt like on a toadstool. In the middle of this kind of big sea with no table or anything, no stone.
Yeah, and you had to prop your quiz board up against your puff, as it were, didn't you? You didn't have anywhere to put it.
I had nowhere to put my quiz. Well, I mean, look, that was the least of my problems. I also didn't know any of the answers, which was a bit of a play on the quiz.
But, you got Bill Clinton. That's fair enough.
It was really funny because I was so far away from Alex and Patrick. I basically thought, when I realised I didn't know the answers, I thought, if I just keep quiet and keep my quiz board covered and don't say anything, I'm so far away, maybe they'll forget I'm here and they can just talk to Al. And so I think I managed to avoid revealing the fact that I got two of the answers wrong, I think. Or at least one of them, certainly.
I'm afraid we saw them.
Did you see The Goodfellas one?
He wasn't even
in Goodfellas. What was I doing? I couldn't believe it afterwards. I came out. I know that. Why didn't I say The Bodyguard? At least that would have been not the bodyguard. The Godfather. Yeah. At least The Godfather would have been like a good pun.
Question two: for which film did Al Pacino win his only Oscar?
He was on the other day. He was on. What was it, Ed?
On the other day. He didn't realise he was on, but he was on. Okay, we're done. Done?
I've no idea.
Ed Balls.
Yes.
Answer?
The answer is...
Go on.
Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman!
Scent of a flipping woman!
If only someone had gone with Scent of a Woman!
Goodfellas wasn't even... I mean, it was one of those... You just sit there and think, I'm in the middle of a catastrophe here. I've gone on to talk about...
Well,
you know,
it is The One Show.
I know, but, you know, it's just so... It's always... It's like being the politician who gets asked, you know, what is 8 times 8, and you say 62, and as you say it, you know it's a disaster, and you think, it's like, it happened to me on Newsnight when I was with Kirsty Walk. With Emily Maitlis, and I said I'd been with a Labour business person that night because there was something about Labour not having business support, and then she said, what was his name? I just couldn't remember his name. I just remembered he was called Bill. So I said, Bill. And I was thinking, don't ask a surname. Don't ask him. She said, what was his surname? I said, Bill.
There will always be some business people who are supporting Labour. I've been at a dinner tonight with a number of business supporting Labour figures.
Who?
There'll be some, well, the Bill, the former chief executive of EDS, and who I was just talking to just a few moments
former
ago before
chief
I came over.
Of EDS, EDS,
of course, who's a big supporter of ours.
What was his name?
But to be honest, his surname has just gone from my head, which is a bit annoying this time of night. The
frankly,
infrastructure
we've got
commission.
Bill somebody. Have we got anyone else?
And I know that somebody's shouting in her ear. And I had one of these out-of-body moments where up in the studio, in the lights, there was me looking down saying, you totally screwed that. You might as well walk out now. And then I'm thinking, shut up. I've got to finish the interview. It could get even worse. I think, honestly, it can't get worse than this. It's a catastrophe. And so it was a bit like that in the studio. I'm looking at this board thinking, I don't know the answer to this question, and I wish I wasn't here. That's how it did.
And the idea, when you got there, because is it right that there aren't any makeup people at the moment? So you were talking about freelancers and stuff. But is everyone having to do their own makeup? What's the setup when you go to the one show?
It was,
and it's obviously you've still got to make television, but you've got to stay 2 meters away.
No, it was very socially distanced. So we arrived in a car, went in to straight into the car park, and then there was a researcher, but we were separated. Then she took me to a dressing room. I've never actually been in a dressing room at the one show before, I don't think. Always just been in the green room, but the green room was obviously kind of... Anyway, there was only me, so it was not clear who else was going in this green room. But anyway, I was in the dressing room. And then she said, if you want makeup, there's a makeup kit, you can do your own. And in that moment, I realised that although I've been doing TV for 15, 20 years, I've never put my own makeup on, and I've no idea how to. And I suddenly thought, if I suddenly start smearing the stuff on and then go out there, I mean, I look like... it. So I just decided not to even go for the makeup. I just left it. I then actually there was like some chocolate bars, and I picked up a Kit Kat and I broke off one of the strands of the four, but it was dark chocolate. Who eats a dark chocolate Kit Kat? It was horrible. So I left the other three strands in there, and then about 2 hours later when I was at home, I suddenly thought, oh my God, I left this Kit Kat there unopened with three. I mean, that's not social distancing at all. So I felt kind of like terrible horror about that. And then when we, anyway, I mean, it's funny how the little things can destabilize you. And then up in the studio, it was like being, I mean, it was quite odd because there was no audience. And then we were given the boards and the pens. And then this studio manager came around with a cloth for us to wipe the pens.
Of course.
Which I presume was a health measure. And I said, what are we wiping the pens for? Because she said, well, like, we're just doing it. So we just did it. It wasn't clear because, I mean, if she had touched the pens and then we touched the pens and then we wiped.
Wow.
But, I mean, you know, given that I'd already touched the pen, what was I wiping it for? Was it to protect the pen?
Yeah, you, her, Alex Jones. It was a strange...
I mean, but we'd already touched it all.
At least you didn't have to do that. The episodes where they've had Matt Baker in his house. On a screen on the sofa next to Alex. That's been really quite...
the other thing was that Al Murray came on with a Negroni, I think it was, or
it was an Aperol Spritz, yeah.
And at that moment, we all suddenly realised where we'd rather be.
Oh, Alex wasn't backwards about coming forwards with that, was she?
She was totally right. It was actually, you kind of thought, God, you know, here we are, sacrificing ourselves to go in the studio. And actually, we could have done this down the line with Aperol Spritz. And I just kind of felt like school.
Yeah, what made you not do it down the line? Because that's a bold move to go in.
Because the one show, I think, are trying to get this balance of people doing it down the line, but some in the studio. And I think at the time, they were only going to have Alex in the studio. I think at the time, they weren't going to have another presenter. So she would have been completely alone. And I think, it's always, if you're going to move between kind of fun stuff, but then also serious, it's so much easier to do that in the studio. And so I knew the BBC would be very careful about all that social distancing stuff. So I said, if they're happy, I'm happy to go in. And from my point of view, it's much nicer to go in.
Ed Balls there, talking to me earlier. That's it for this minisode version of The One Show Show. We'll be back with a brand new episode this week. GreatBigOwl.com
you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love. Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's
our Twitter name. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.